So, why do you think it's important to date your spouse?
Me?
Yeah, why do you think it's important?
Hi guys, my name is Ken Yuzinski and this is...
Janelle Yuzinski.
Today we are going to talk about dating your spouse. Now, a little while ago, 2 years ago?
No, I think it was more like 4 or 5 years ago.
4 or 5 years ago. This is take two, by the way. We were talking about going on a hot holiday to Mexico just to get away a couple times. We hadn't done that since kids came along, and we just felt like we needed to spend some time together. And we were invited to go.
Yeah, actually, our friends invited us to go.
And we thought this would be great. Mm-hmm. And we'd save money.
Yep.
Put it aside. Parents offered to look after our kids.
Yes.
After we asked them. Yeah. And then I got to thinking, we have all this money set aside. I thought, what if we take that same amount of money and didn't go on this holiday, but went on a date once a month where we could just connect and talk and not have to worry about how much the restaurant was going to cost, how much our babysitters were going to cost, how much tip we were going to get, because all this money was set aside. And I looked at the amount of money that this trip was going to cost, and I thought, we're not even going to spend this money if we went on a date once a month for the whole year. We'd still have a whole bunch left over. So I made the hard phone call after I talked to you and said, you know, hey, let's change the plans. Call my parents, ask them, thank them for the offer to look after our kids, and said, you know, we've changed it, our plans, because now we've decided what's better for us is to go on a date once a month.
For sure.
And
I still believe that 4 or 5 years later. Because I feel like I really look forward to our dates.
Why?
I love... what do I love about going? Well, I love knowing, first off, that we're going to go on a date every single month. It's not whether we're going to go on a date. It's when are we going on a date.
Yeah.
I love knowing that. I love anticipating it. You know, I'm not... Some people really love spontaneity. I love the anticipation. I love the anticipation for Christmas, for Easter, for every, you know, thing. I love anticipating for a date. And that's part of the joy for me, is just the anticipation. And also, you know, when we go on a date once a month, to, you know, maybe we can go and check out a different restaurant. Maybe we can do something different. I know some people really love to do experiences and things like that. I personally love to just sit down and chat.
And that's been really good for us, because within our home, because of homeschooling, because of both being self-employed, it's just really busy, and sometimes we don't have that chance just to talk.
Uninterrupted.
Correct.
And where we're not totally exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. I'm so glad we did this, because great marriages don't just happen. They don't accidentally flower up and bloom, just like there's no such thing as an accidental Olympic athlete or an accidental great company. Or an accidental, someone accidentally gets a degree. I mean, all these things take discipline in order to grow. And in order to grow one's marriage, it takes discipline. And it takes certain things you got to do. And I feel like one of the things we just have to do is we have to spend time with each other uninterrupted, just to connect, to talk. These are things that we talk about sometimes. Like, what's God been doing in your life? Right? What has God been speaking to you about? We have one date usually that's set aside in the year where we talk about our goals for the year, right? So Janelle takes out a piece of paper and she starts writing down the goals for the year.
Yeah, it's so fun. I love that.
And sometimes we meet our goals and sometimes we don't. But at least we got goals. See, the problem at aiming at nothing is that you hit it every time. And so a goal gives you something to shoot for. And so we have all sorts of different goals that we write down, whether it be in our marriage, sometimes for the kids, in ministry.
And I remember when, like, earlier on in our marriage, like, sometimes, like, I felt like I didn't always know, you know, what we could talk about. Not that I ever had a hard time chatting. But, you know, even sometimes I remember, like, printing off questions and just so that I could get to know you more. Because sometimes you just don't think about certain things. And I really love that.
So it's been 10 years of marriage, and I feel like I'm still learning things about you. For example, I just realized Janelle likes gin.
Yes, but I don't really drink very often at all.
That's right, because I got you a bottle for Christmas.
Yes. Okay.
And then I drank it. I'm sorry.
So why is it important? You drank the whole thing.
Yeah.
You did?
I'll get you another one.
All right. I didn't know that. That's okay. I probably wouldn't have even noticed. Okay. So why do you think it's important to date your spouse?
Me?
Yeah. Why do you think it's important?
I just love to get to know you more. I love spending time with you. I love to hear how God's working in your life. I also, you share with me things that sometimes we need to work on too sometimes and that I'm unaware of. Mm-hmm. I would say most of the time, just spending time with you, we're not talking about heavy issues. It's just being together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And every once in a while, we might go out with another couple, but I feel like it's really important to go just the two of us.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
The other thing, I think it's really important for our children to see that we are going on dates together.
There's a difference between a child-centered marriage or a spousal-centered marriage.
Hmm.
And it's very easy in marriage when you have many children to get children focused, that your whole life is revolving around them. Mm-hmm. But when our whole life is revolving around them, we miss the reason why those children are there, and that's because of our relationship. So when we are good, they're going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And so this date helps us keep focused on the main thing in marriage, which is each other.
Mm-hmm. And I know often a lot of women that I've been in contact with, one of the things that they struggle with is finding a good babysitter, because that can be, you know, a struggle. So I would recommend, you know, connecting with maybe your parish or maybe a local young adults, maybe university age group. We really love it when our babysitters can drive. Yeah, and just ask people, get references from people. You know, other people who have babysitters, ask them. Don't be afraid to ask. Hmm. There's people who are willing and are really, really fantastic babysitters.
So my friends, what's the best date that you have ever been on? Put it in the comments below and let us know. Maybe it gives us an idea of what we can do on our next date.
Mm-hmm. But I really don't want to go like bungee jumping or something like that.
That would be great, but anyways, thank you for watching. Have a great day.